there, wonderful parents. It's Kathy here, your self-esteem booster and host on the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast, your go-to for parenting tips. I'm on a mission to help you reach your full potential and create a nurturing and safe family environment. I'm not here to beat you up for your past parenting mistakes, but instead to focus on three critical pillars that I learned from being a parent and grandparent that turned myself and my family life around. My three pillars are assertive communication, conflict resolution, and those all-important healthy boundaries, all leading to raising self-esteem in your children and yourself. So let's get started. Are you juggling a million things at once? Feeling like there's just not enough time in the day? If so, you are not alone. Parenting is a non-stop roller coaster of responsibility. But here's the thing. Mastering self-discipline can make the ride a whole lot smoother. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Self-discipline is like an anchor that keeps us grounded when things get crazy, helping us stay focused even when many things distract us from our goal. It's about making conscious choices that align with our long-term desires rather than giving in to immediate gratification. For example, think about skipping that late-night snack to stick to your healthy eating plan, or resisting the urge to check social media when you should be working on a project. Now, don't get discipline confused with willpower. Self-discipline and willpower are like two sides of the same coin, but they work slightly differently. Self-discipline is about creating routines and habits to help you stay on track with your goals, even when you don't feel like it. It's having a plan and sticking to it, even when it's tough. On the other hand, willpower is about resisting temptation in the moment. It's saying no to something tempting, like a piece of cake when trying to eat healthier. While self-discipline helps you stay focused on your long-term goals, willpower gives you the strength to make good choices in the moment. However, it's also important to note that willpower can weaken throughout the day, known as willpower or decision fatigue. As the day progresses and you make more decisions, your ability to resist temptation can decrease. That's why it's important to prioritize tasks and make the most challenging decisions when your willpower is at its strongest. This is usually earlier in the day when you are rested. By understanding self-discipline, willpower, and the effects of willpower fatigue, you can better manage your efforts to reach your goals. Now, here are five benefits of self-discipline. First, you get things done. Self-discipline helps you manage your time effectively, ensuring tasks like cooking meals, helping with homework, and household chores get completed. Secondly, it sets a positive example. You can teach your children valuable lessons about responsibility and hard work by demonstrating self-discipline in your life. It improves family dynamics. With self-discipline, you can establish consistent routines and boundaries leading to smoother interactions and reduced stress within the family. It improves parenting skills. Self-discipline equips you with the patience and resilience needed to navigate the challenges of raising children, fostering a supportive and nurturing environment. And lastly, self-discipline promotes personal growth. By practicing self-discipline, this allows you to pursue your goals and aspirations and reach your full potential. Here are four steps for you to develop self-discipline. First, set clear goals. To become more disciplined, start by identifying what you want to achieve, whether improving your fitness, advancing your career, or spending more quality time with your family. Then break these goals into smaller, manageable steps to make them less overwhelming. Then prioritize what's most important and make a clear plan with deadlines. Creating a positive affirmation is also helpful to keep you focused. Successful people use this trick to stay on track and feel connected to their goals, so they reach the finish line. Secondly, create a routine. Self-discipline isn't something we're born with. We must learn it. Like riding a bike or learning a new sport, it takes practice every day to get better at it. But sometimes, staying focused and saying no to things we want can feel tiring. A daily routine can help you stay organized and focused. Set aside dedicated time for tasks and activities and stick to your schedule as much as possible. Over time, consistency will become second nature, making it easier to stay disciplined. Try practicing mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and impulses without judgment. When you notice yourself veering off track, gently redirect your focus to your goals. Mindfulness techniques such as deep breathing or meditation can help you feel centered and in control. Lastly, forgive yourself. Imagine you want to manage your time better, to spend more quality moments with your youngsters. You make a schedule and stick to it. But sometimes, things don't go as planned. Maybe you get busy with work or responsibilities and don't spend as much time with your children as you want. Instead of giving up, reflect on what went wrong and look for ways to improve. Try new strategies, like setting reminders or involving your kids in planning activities. So if you stumble as a parent, don't be discouraged. Keep trying. Learn from your experiences and keep working towards being the best parent you can be. Now, here are three ways how to teach discipline to your children. Lead by example. As I've said before, children learn by observing the behavior of the adults around them. So be a positive role model for self-discipline. Demonstrate good habits like time management, organization, and perseverance in pursuing your goals. 2, set clear expectations. Establish rules and boundaries that promote self-discipline within your household. Encourage your children to take responsibility for their actions and consistently reinforce positive behaviors. 3, provide support and encouragement. Building self-esteem takes time and effort, so be patient with your children as they learn and grow. Offer encouragement for their accomplishments and provide guidance and support when they face challenges. Self-discipline isn't just about getting things done. It's also about building confidence and self-esteem. When we consistently make choices that align with our values and goals, we develop a sense of mastery and control over our lives. Self-discipline, in turn, boosts our self-esteem and empowers us to tackle new challenges with confidence. Parenting is no easy feat, but mastering self-discipline is the game changer to make the journey smoother and more rewarding. Understanding self-discipline, cultivating it within ourselves, and teaching it to our children can create a happier, more fulfilling family life. So take the first step towards a more disciplined and confident future today. Parenting is a continuous journey of self-discovery and connection. Small steps make progress. Pay attention to your feelings and reflect on your actions. In conclusion, teaching your children how to be self-disciplined is an investment in teaching them how to handle themselves for future relationships. Lead by example. Set clear expectations. And provide your children with support and encouragement. Change begins with ourselves. I dedicate today's episode to my trainer, who has seen my ugly side as I work through self-discipline in physical exercise. I am grateful for his continued support. In next week's episode, I am continuing this topic. I wanted to provide personal examples today, and in doing so, I created a whole new episode. I am passionate about this skill. So listen next week when I reflect on my self-discipline journey and how it changed my life to achieve goals I never thought I could reach. There is always time to rewrite your family story, break free from patterns that no longer serve you, and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?